Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office is calling out House Republicans for, quote, unlawful political interference. In a letter today, an attorney for the office asked Republicans to withdraw their demand for information on his case against former President Trump.
And Bragg's case is historic. At no point in the history of the United States has a former president ever been charged with a crime, until yesterday, when a Manhattan grand jury handed up its indictment. Bragg has been looking into payments Trump made to an adult film actress in 2016, just before the election. But we still don't know what the actual charges are. Harry Littman is a former deputy assistant attorney general at the Department of Justice. He hosts the Talking Feds podcast. Harry, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Good to be here.
And this has never happened before, unprecedented in so many ways. Does that complicate this case for the district attorney?
Well, surely it does. I mean, the watchword would be keep your head down, treat Donald Trump like any other defendant. And that is, in fact, the kind of pushback on the Republican critiques that are coming now, not having even seen the indictment. Look, this kind of conduct has been punished many times in the past. But from the arraignment on Tuesday, which would normally be a sleepy pedestrian event, to final sentencing, should it ever occur, every single step will be fraught with politics and with a kind of slash and burn approach by Trump and his supporters. That's going to, of course, complicate things and make it harder to keep the blinders on. But that's obviously Bragg and his assistant district attorney's job.
Under tremendous scrutiny. Now, let's just remind people about some of the details of this case. The adult film actress Stormy Daniels said that she had a brief affair with Trump in 2006. And then a decade later, in 2016, she was paid what has been described as hush money on behalf of Trump. Now, that payment by itself is not necessarily illegal. So what would be against the law here?
Right. But the payment was done with intent to conceal, at least from everything we know. So you're right. It's a little bit surprising. There's no specific legal problem there. Of course, it's a great political problem. That's what you have to hush up. And it was the need to conceal it that gives rise to the charges today. We don't know their exact contours, but it was designed from the start, even before Stormy Daniels, with respect to others who might come out of the woodwork, as something that needed to be camouflaged and was camouflaged as legal payments to Michael Cohen, which was always a pretext. So that it gets them in immediate hot water, although we'll need to see the exact theory of the indictment, potentially for tax fraud violations, potentially campaign finance. But in this case, it really is not the crime, but the cover-up. But the cover-up is part and parcel of the crime because the theory of the case, and it seems strong to me, is that the whole idea here was to keep it quiet from the American people going into the end game of the election when there'd already been the Access Hollywood charges surface and Trump was in trouble on just this ground.
Right. Some Republicans are framing this as a mere accounting error. So what are the hurdles then to getting a conviction on a charge like this?
Well, I think there are two. First, on this accounting error idea, I think you're going to see something much broader than that. It's not just a little bit of paperwork with Stormy Daniels, but this is just surmise on my part. But the last witness that Bragg put forward to the grand jury, David Pecker, is someone who, well before Stormy Daniels surfaced, got together with Donald Trump and made a plan and executed it, not just for Daniels, but for another similar case of Karen McDougal. And the concealment continues even into the White House when Trump is president and signs checks for Cohen that are false. So I think it really trivializes things. And of course, they haven't even seen the charges to call it an accounting error. But in brief, there's a substantial legal and a substantial factual challenge for Bragg. The legal one is, what is the crime that is combined with the paperwork, false paperwork, to elevate the case to a felony, which we know it is. And there are a couple theories bounding around, but we really have to see it. And then the factual one will just be showing Trump's intent to defraud. But again, it's not just Michael Cohen. There are 3, 4, 5 witnesses, and not to mention a lot of paper that corroborates that's the idea of the scheme and not, as Trump would try to have it, to mollify Melania or spare her feelings.
You mentioned David Pecker, who's the former National Enquirer publisher. I just wanted to clear that up real quick. Now, Trump is facing other investigations, for one, into the 2020 election in Georgia, his role in the January 6th insurrection, the classified records discovered at his home in Florida. Some legal analysts believe that this case, the one we've been talking about, is the hardest one to prosecute. If it fails, how does that affect all these other cases?
I think it really matters when it fails. So we're right now focused on it, and we've been in this breathless vigil for a couple weeks. But remember, a few months down the line, if these other cases come to charging fruition, and I believe they will, it won't be such a focus on this as the whole ball of wax. And so, you know, I also think there are enough complications here that even though first out of the box, it might be very much not first, maybe even last.
Harry Littman, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General at the Department of Justice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.